now, putting these classes into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, it's an expected all-time record attendance that will sit in tonight on Bloomington and Monroe County's gala evening this evening as the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame celebrates its sixth induction class. This year's class is spanning over 65 years, 1949 to present, and when it's all said and done, the Hall of Fame will grow in numbers to 66. All six athletes tonight are humanitarian, one coach with IU connections, a couple of our basketball players, the late Bobby Dobson and Vern Paff held at one time county scoring records. Dick Sparks made it to AAA in baseball. Danny Grossman started the 60-game football winning streak for the Panthers. Tina Deborah Hauger was all Big Ten in track 3 years. Bob Kirk, of course, was the starter on the 67 IU Rose Bowl team. Marshall Goss coached 20 conference and 29 sectional champs and two other Hall of Famers. Marvin Groh, all he did was win 82% of his games in a quarter century career coaching the Diamond Game on the South Side. He coached that 72 state championship team. Angelo Pizzo, of course, wrote Hoosiers, among other film endeavors, perhaps the greatest sports film all time. Bill Mallory, of course, in addition to becoming the winningest coach in IU football history, many, many charitable contributions in Monroe County. So lots to feed tonight. The 5 p.m. meet and greet is open to the public. It is free. Now, the latest ticket information, there are 50 tickets left, and they are available and will be available tonight at the door. So you can, you're going to come to the meet and greet. Be a good time to pick up your ticket there. They're $40 a piece. So only 50 tickets left for tonight, a special night for the class, special evening for Bloomington and Monroe County, the highlight event of the summer. And, of course, last night here on the airwaves, the greatest 25 sports stories as selected by members of the ISSA, the Indiana Sports Broadcasters and Writers Association. 3 hours of memories and accomplishment, but at night's end, it was the Milan Miracle. Milan's stunning state basketball title back in 1954, orchestrated by Bobby Plump's shot that upset Muncie Central, the team that, well, inspired tonight's Contributor Award recipient, Angelo Pizzo, into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame to, screenwrite and film produce the movie Hoosiers. The night began honoring the Wonder Five of Franklin High School, winning back in 1920, 21, and 22, three consecutive state basketball titles. The project was spearheaded by Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame board member Brent Slinker, president of Indiana Sports History LLC, in conjunction, of course, with Indiana's upcoming bicentennial celebration. The 1976 unbeaten Hoosiers of Bob Knight nailed down number 2, followed by the Indianapolis 500, Hoosier Hysteria, Indiana basketball's a rich history. The tournament, though, discarded in 1998, as you all know, in favor of the multi-class setup that, created much controversy statewide and meant the end of the dream of another Milan-type upset. That finished as number 4 and rounding out the top 5 among the greatest top 25, the Colts move from Baltimore to Indianapolis in 1984. The highest-rated coach all-time in 6th was Bob Knight. The highest-rated player in 7th all-time, the Big O, Oscar Robertson of Christmas Attucks. 8th finished Notre Dame football and its legacy. 9th was Peyton Manning, and Larry Bird rounded out the top 10. Elsewhere locally, Mark Spitz and his accomplishment in the 72-based Munich Olympics, 7 goals, 7 world records, finished 11th. Damon Bailey wound up 13th on the list. And the Cardiac Kids, the 67 IU football Rose Bowlers of John Pond, finished 14th, among other notable achievements and award winners on that top 25 list that we carried last night. Baseball will carry tonight back on the airwaves after the All-Star break tonight, Saturday night. Great American Ballpark in the Queen City. Milwaukee and the Reds for a weekend series to get things rolling in the second half. Broadcast coverage both evenings with the pregame at 7 o'clock.
Phil Mickelson has a two-shot lead with one hole to play at the second round of the Open Championship at Royal Troon in Troon, Scotland.
Who's he leading, Glass?
Henrik Stenson by two. The Swede is 5 under par through 13 holes today. Rain and wind will continue throughout the day. Not very good golfing conditions, but kind of normal conditions at the Open. Dane Soren Kjeldsen is one shot back, along with Zach Johnson. Keegan Bradley one further shot back in fifth. Mickelson yesterday, Joe, missed the majors record as his putt from about 20 feet went 360 degrees around the cup but did not fall. So he settles for 63, the 28th 63 in major championships. Nobody has gone any lower, so the coverage will continue and run throughout about 3 o'clock this afternoon as they will show you most everybody on the course today. Patrick Reed hasn't teed off yet. Neither is Justin Rose, Jason Day. So the afternoon wave,
yeah.
Justin Thomas, Steve Stricker, Billy Horschel still to come. Plus, about half the leaderboard. So it's
What's the forecast as the day?
More rain and itself. More wind. And
more
tomorrow,
rain and more wind, huh?
Tomorrow, okay. Just as much rain and just as much wind. So it's golf in Scotland. Summer in Scotland, you know, about 58 degrees and rain.
They had summer yesterday with all those low scores, so... They at least got one good day in. They knew this was coming.
Usually how it happens. One day you get, and that's about it. Reds return to the radio, as you mentioned tonight, hosting the Brewers 7 o'clock both tonight and tomorrow. So that means everybody in baseball is back in and ready to go. There's really not much else on the sporting green that we need to look at. You're going to talk about the City Golf Tournament coming up at 8:45.
So yeah, we have, among other things, we do have a City Golf Championship weekend. As it's billed, the 86th annual event out at the Cades. We'll talk about some of the key matchups. Also, the 50th annual North-South All-Star High School football game put on by the IFCA is tonight at North Central, featuring a couple of our local players, one from each city high school.
Even though the football season ended last November, so let's play the All-Star game 9 months later. Oh, that's a good idea.
And we have a new athletic director at Bloomington North with a familiar name we'll touch on. Andy Hodson will assume the duties, replacing Mike Mossbrucker on the north side. So those will be some of the things we'll touch on. Again, some 50 tickets left or so available right at the door tonight at the Monroe Convention Center. They're $40.
All right, Joe. See you at 8:45.
See you then.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 on a Friday morning. Joe Smith time at WGCL here on a big show Friday. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning again, Mr. Pillar.
Morning, Joe.
The educator. Hope those Cubs can start off, in fine fashion.
Can't get much worse. So.
Well, I know. I didn't want to.
Well,
be
nobody
that.
Roots
I
mean, for Texas anyhow.
I know. Even though you were out on the East Coast, you were certainly the bearer of some bad games put up by the Bruins.
Yeah, no question.
Well, luckily on vacation, didn't have to pay attention to that. Just look in the box score.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be disappointed. You don't lose the 3 hours of your day.
And then you look back out and you see the beach, take a whiff of Taylor Swift, and you're on your way.
Yeah.
Life's good. Well,
life's good.
It is. And, Joe, the weather forecast can't be any better for a busy weekend. Well, it could probably be a little cooler, but all things being said, there won't be rain in the forecast. Temperatures seasonably warm, so that's not going to shock anybody. And by this time when we meet on Monday morning, we'll be handing out trophies for the City Golf Champions, flight winners, and everything else. Tell us what we need to expect this weekend.
Well, one thing is for sure and certain, there will be new champions crowned this weekend out of the Cades. We just don't know who the new champs will be in the men's open, seniors, and super seniors divisions. But all that starts to unravel Saturday morning on semifinal Saturday of the 86th annual City Championship match play. Seated ninth, Casey Deal has number 4, Jackson Cowden, while number 2 meets 3, that's Nick Burris and Brian Muehlhaus, so a solid 4-man semifinal in the open. 7th seed Joe Newman and 9th seeded Robin Harper are both still alive in the seniors division. Newman faces Rory Brown, who's knocked out a few matches on the winning side in his Cascade career. Newman, coming off his one-up surprise of veteran Bob Hasty last weekend, is now paired with 3 seed Steve Hines, who has an open crown title under his belt from earlier days. Super Seniors, pretty much form sheet. Four of the top five seeds are still alive, including top-seeded Kirby Gann, who will face Tom Dillon, the fifth seed, in one semifinal tomorrow. That ought to be a dandy match. And Rick Miracle and Mike Vernon, 2-3 there to wrap up the semifinal division in Super Seniors. Over on the Junior Championship flight, The defending champ is Sam Wise. He is the only DC that's still in the tournament that did not play last week, but drew a bye, but has Seth Kostranek this weekend, the five seed. Drew Todd plays Logan Vernon in the other junior semifinal. And also on the girls' side, Megan Higgins, young lady from Edgewood High School, will be involved in play. She is the top seed. As they get rolling, Madeline Stanek is her opponent on Saturday. Lydia Quinn and Bailey Duncan will be the other two semifinalists in the girls' juniors, the 2-3 seed there. We wish our Wednesday night bud, Russell Wilkie, the very best. He's still alive as the six-seeded player. Playing in the third flight of the semis on Saturday, Russ meets Jason Stogstall on Saturday. Well, we have other golf of note. Junior Boys State being held over the camping course in West Lafayette at Purdue. Senior to be Joe Weiler still in the mix. He's into the quarterfinal round, which will continue today. The 101st Indiana Open contested down at the Donald Ross course in French Lick was won by Brett Melton from Washington. That's two championships now in the last 8 years. He won the title in 08, and he had a sparkling 63, the tournament's best round in the final round, to finish 8-under, 272, to win the Indiana Open crown on Thursday. Craig Bowden was T22, a final round 70. Former Hoosier David Mills, a T46 on the leaderboard following a 74, and Steve Hoffman from this city tied for 50th after a 74 there. Elsewhere, we switch gears and go to the football beat, and tonight at North Central High School, kickoff at 7 o'clock, the annual North-South All-Star Game put on by the Indiana Football Coaches Association. We have a maroon and gold and a purple and white alums playing for the South squad tonight. Big Caleb Brewer is on his way to play for defending NAIA national champion Marion University. Played for Scott Bless. He is the seventh Cougar to be named to the All-Star Classic since 07. Had a great year for Scott Bless out of the North Side last year. He'll represent North in Worthen, who was the Defensive Player of the Year with seven interceptions along the way for Bo Moriarty. Committed to play at Lindsey Wilson College at the NAIA level. He will be on that South squad as well. Last year we only had one player go, and that was South quarterback Bryce Stancomb. And this is the 47th player all time from Bloomington and Bloomington South to make the All-Star contest. So it's Hunter Worthen representing South and Caleb Brewer representing Bloomington North in tonight's North-South All-Star game. Well, school's about ready to start in about 4 weeks. Andy Hodson moves up, the veteran head coach of the basketball Cougars. He moves into the top spot running the athletic program at Bloomington North, as he will be named soon upon school board approval, replacing Mike Mossbrucker, who left North and went back to his job from before he took the job at North, and that was up at Mooresville. So we welcome Andy in with dual duties. He will remain on as Cougar basketball coach, a la much the same path that J.R. Holmes has taken for several years as head coach and director of athletics. So a nice move up the ladder there for Andy Hodson. By the way, Reds return to the airwaves tonight. Great American Ballpark, the first of 2 7 o'clock games, 7:10. The first pitch, pregame at 7 o'clock, Milwaukee. And the Brew Crew and the Reds kick off the second half of the season again 7 o'clock tonight here on your voice of Reds baseball, WGCL.
Big night tonight at the Monroe County Convention Center.
Sure is. Now, looking forward to it. Meet and greet kicks off the festivities at 5 o'clock. It's open free to the public. Still have around 50 tickets or so that are going to be put up for sale. They're $40, so any of the meet and greet, you know, again, you can get in to
you don't need a ticket for that, is what
No, you don't need a ticket for that,
people.
But
right.
If you want to hang around and to make a night of it and stay for the festivities, including the banquet.
And
you
dinner.
You can do that. And dinner. Obviously.
That's right. You get
so,
it all.
It's going to be a big night tonight.
But if you
Fifth
can't...
annual class. It'll be 66 after the festivities tonight. The numbers in the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. The greatest sports story in the history of Indiana sports. We held that last night for 3 hours on the air. And the Milan Miracle. Milan's upset of Muncie Central 1954, which inspired the movie Hoosiers, obviously. The number one sporting event in the history of Indiana sports.
Tough to argue with any of that, Joe. And again, best of luck tonight. Have fun putting class number six in.
We'll
get a full recap on Monday morning as we get to all the golf champions as well. Phil Mickelson is leading Henrik Stenson by one shot at Royal Troon. Mickelson's total of 132, the lowest in recent times at Troon. Breaking the old record by a shot. The rain and wind will continue, so we'll see what the cut finishes at. There's no 10-shot rule. I don't believe it's a top 70 in ties. And we will have a major champion as well when we show up on Monday morning and get that all covered.
Lots to cover.
All right. Sounds good, my friend. Get those notes ready. Get that voice ready to go.
Yeah.
And we will get caught up on Monday morning.
Sounds like a plan. Have a good weekend.